Start your day the Torah way, Northwest London, Monday, 29th of Tishri, 24th of October. Can you kiddush? Rabbi Rafal Kanchlita, and this week's Torah is sponsored jointly by Family Max Grossnas, Le Nishmas Chai, Rezel Bas Michal, Reichel Asholem, whose yard site was yesterday, and Lechvot Simchas Mitzvah of Moshe Dakin. The mitzvah was last Shabbos. Yirot and Shitzko Hurov was Kain of the Rav Nachas. So, enemy of Kol, you'd say.
Potentially should be, can you kiddush me? I'll discuss a bit of kiddush and Shema Kaina. Apparently, giving a share on Talat Pesos a week after Sukkot is eager. So we'll try to give it a different slant. The Gemara in Arvei Pesachim discusses the inyan of kiddush. Kiddush alayayin. So the Gemara is, Zechor Yisim HaShabbos Katshe, Zechor Yisim alayayin. Pesos discusses whether Kiddush al Hayayin, Kiddush al Hakos, is it Deraisa or is it Derabonon? Tosfos concludes like this. V'od motzina lemeimad, Kiddush al Hayayin debater. To say Kiddush al Hakos is Deraisa. Avol hodam minan hamavarach tzer shiyutim, zehu medarabonon. However, drinking the actual Kiddush, that is only a chiyuv derabonon. So, Kiddush with a cup of wine in your hand is a chiyuv deraisa. That's fulfilling your zechir deraisa. This chiyuv Shabbos deraisa. However, drinking afterwards is only derabonon. So Rabbi Elazar Meisha Horovitz asks a question. Very good. So maybe there's not a gofen. We're going to discuss that, whether there's a hagofen by kiddush deraisa or not. Asks Rabbi Elazar Meisha Horovitz a question. If so, that Kiddush al Hakos is your Kiyom Deraisa, and drinking is only Derabanan when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, why do we not make Kiddush? Surely you should make Kiddush, be Mekayim your Chiyuv Deraisa, and put the cup down, don't drink it. So we'll see if we can eventually get back to his answer. It's just the platform. Tosfos, early in the beginning of the parak, discusses as follows. When someone makes Kiddush for a crowd, does everybody need to have a Kos before them? Or is it good enough if one person has a Kiddush? He who says Kiddush will have a Kos, and everyone else will be Seimach on the Kos of the Mekadosh. So Tosfos starts off saying it's obvious that one Kos is enough for everybody. So good enough if just the Mekadosh has a Kos, not everybody has to have a Kos in front of them. Then Tosfos quotes a Gemara which seems to imply that in a certain case everybody did have a Kos of Kiddush in front of them, by Kiddusha Rabba, a story later on in the Gemara, in Dafkov Vav, that everybody did have a Kos in front of them, but Tosfos says it's not a Raya, because Tosfos quotes a Gemara in Erevin, which discusses Shechiyanu, making Shechiyanu on Yom Kippur, where the Gemara is Mavua, that's good enough if just the person saying Shechiyanu with a Kos, only he has a Kos, and everyone else is Yotza with that Shechiyanu, and not everybody has to have a Kos. The question is, what's the two tzadim of Tosfos? Again, Tosfos has got a Chakira. When a lot of people are being Yotza, Kiddush, from one person, does everybody need to have a Kos in front of them? Or is it good enough if just the Mekadosh has a Kos? The Chazon Ish explains the two tesis of tzadim according to his famous two tzadim by Shemei Ka'ina. How does Shemei Ka'ina work? One side, the Chazon Ish has, Shemei Ka'ina is a form of speaking. You can speak with your mouth, or you can speak with your ears. So, says the Chazon Ish, if Shemei Ka'ina is a form of speaking with my ears, then what about all the various halachas which are necessary, which aren't toila on your on the speech? For example, Kriyam and Asefa. When you parash Zachar, you have to learn from a Sefer Torah. Kriyam and Asefa. You're right, the Balkeira, he learned from a Sefer, But if Shemea Ka'ina is a form of speech with my ears, and I didn't read from a Sefer, I said Zachar, we'll consider it as if you said Zachar, but you didn't say Zachar in a Sefer. Or what about Kiddush al HaKos? If I meant to say Kiddush al HaKos, you're right, I said Kiddush, but I don't have a Kos. Only the person who's actually holding the cup in his hand, he has a Kos. So, therefore, Tosis has a tzad that every single person needs to have a Kos. Because Shemea Ka'ina won't give everybody a Kos, Shemea Ka'ina is speaking with my ears. Says Chaznish, that what's the maskana of Tosis? The maskana of Tosis is that no, that's not how Shemea Ka'ina works. Shemea Ka'ina isn't something crude, like you're speaking with your ears. Shemea Ka'ina is the amir of the Aina, the speaking, the dibbo of the Aina, is misyachas, relates to the person listening. So therefore, all the halachos which are relevant to speech, right, can be transferred to whoever is listening, whoever is being yotze with this person's amir. So therefore, kriya min ha-sefer, the Baal Korah leads min ha-sefer, and me listening, I'm piggybacking onto the kriya min ha-sefer of the Baal Korah. And so too, by Kiddush Baal HaKos, I'm latching on, I'm piggybacking on to the Kiddush al HaKos, and even though I don't have a Kos in my hand, because whatever the halachas are of this person's amir, relate to the Shemea just as much as to the Einah. Now, I'm a bit struggling with the Chaznish for two reasons. Number one is there really such a tzad? Is there really such a tzad that Shemea is as if you're Shemea Kain is as if you're speaking with your ears? Chaznish quotes Beis Halevi by Hilchos Nesias Ka'en in Pashas Miketz, I think it is, who mentions that Nesias Kapayim, the Kohen, can't be Yotza al Yidei Shemea Ka'ena, because the halacha is, you can't duchen belachash, you have to duchen b'kayom, you can't duchen quietly, and therefore every Kohen has to be speaking. If Shemea Ka'ena is a form of speak, says the Beis Halevi, that because of the halacha of Kohen, because of the halacha of Kol Ram, I won't be able to be Yetz Alidei Shemea Ka'ina. The Beis Halevi, the Chaznish understands the Beis Halevi, that Shemea Ka'ina is a halacha of speaking with your ears. And you might have spoken, but you spoke very quietly. I didn't hear you when your ears said Yevarechacha, when your ears duchened. Now, the briskers, they don't take this sitting down. They believe that the Beis Halevi never intended that, and so therefore I find it strange that the Be'emes should be such a tzad in Tosfos that Shemea Ka'ena is a form of speaking with my ears. And secondly, I just find it a bit strange if Tosfos, who's got this big chakir in Shemea Ka'ena relevant to Kol HaTorah Kula, this is where he's discussing it just in Kiddush. There's very, very many. There's a lot of times where Shemea Ka'ena is relevant, and for Tosfos to be having this global chakira about Shemea Ka'ena right over here by Kiddush, I'm a bit reticent to learn Tosfos like that. So how will we understand the Tutsadim of Tosfos? What's Tutsadim of Tosfos? Does everybody need to have a Kos? Or is it good enough just for the Mekadesh to have a Kos? The Dirshu asks a steer in Mishneh Berurah. Mishneh Berurah in Hilcha Sfir Sa'ima mentions, according to the Shainim, that you could be Yetzer Shemea Ka'ina, that you could be Yetzer Sfir Sa'ima Yidei Shemea Ka'ina. So he says that it's good enough if everyone is sitting down. Bi'alacha implies that it's good enough if everyone's sitting down. Now we know Sfir Sa'ima has to be said standing up, as we dash from the Pasuk, Mahachil Chermesh Bakoma, that you have to stand up when you do the Sfir. And if you're being Yetzer Sfir Sa'ima through Shemea Ka'ina, that Chazan counts and you're listening, you don't have to stand up. Whereas in the brachas of Megillah, the Mishneh Berurah says that even though everyone's yotze from the Baal Korah's, everyone's yotze the brachas from the Baal Korah's bracha, you do have to stand up. So ask the Dershu, what's going on? If Shemea Ka'ina, does Shemea Ka'ina give me enough of a, am I yotze enough that I don't need to stand up because the Aina, he is speaking, he's standing, so I can carry on sitting down? Or do I need to stand up? What's going on? So they bring a teretz from Reb David Cohen Shlita, which is along the lines of this. Shemei HaKa'ina isn't a magic potion that fixes all your problems. Shemei HaKa'ina is something very specific. As we said in the name of the Chazanish, that the pashtus in Shemei HaKa'ina is that the way Shemei HaKa'ina works is the amir of the Aina is misyachas to the Shemei. The Shemei has the halachas of the amir, and therefore you get Kriman HaSefer, and therefore you get Kiddush HaLakos. However, not all halachas can be transferred from the Aina to the Shemei, and therefore in every single instance you have to wonder what halachas are in the Etzem, are actually part of the Amir, and what halachas are separate to the Amir. Says Rav David Cohen, the Torah tells us how to count. The counting is done in a way that it's standing up. So therefore, the definition of the Amir, the definition of the sphere is standing up. So therefore, the way that the Torah instructs us to count is standing up. If the way the Torah instructs us to count is standing up, then it can be transferred because this is the actual Amir. Whereas, when it comes to Birkas HaMitzvahs, there's no halacha of standing up for Birkas HaMitzvahs per se. There's a halacha of Kavod of the Mitzvah. If there's a halacha of Kavod of the Mitzvah, which requires you to stand up, that's not an actual part of the Amir. That's not part of the Amir. And therefore, even though Shemei HaKa'ina can transfer the Amir to the Shemei, it won't transfer all the halachas. To bring out in a crude way, if someone's not wearing any clothes, right, Shemei HaKa'ina can't fix him. He's got bigger problems with that. He's got to get his trousers on, right? And Kach Nifsak and Shach and Taz and Yerodei Simon Aleph and Magen Avraham in Arachayim Simon Pehe Mishbrug brings it down. You've got to sort yourself out before you're going to be to Shemei HaKa'ina. It doesn't fix all your problems. Now, if that's how we understand Shemei HaKa'ina, having said that for in Shemei HaKa'ina, that Shemei HaKa'ina doesn't fix all your problems, then we could potentially return to Tosfos. Tosfos wants to know, does everybody need to have a kais, or is it good enough if just the Mekadesh has a kais? According to what we're saying, according to this Lamdas of Reb David Cohen, we can now potentially reassess Tosfos Chakir. Tosfos wants to know, when you're making a bracha al hakais, when you're saying Kiddush al hakais, is the kais an essential part of your Amir? This is how the Torah defined your Amir. Or there's a separate halacha that Amir needs to be done with a kais in my hand. If Amir needs to be done with a kais in my hand and it's not essential to the Amir, then the Shemei HaKa'ina will not be able to transfer the Amir al hakais to all the Shomim. That's potentially Tosfos Chakir. Now, if that's what's going on, we have to go back to understanding Tosfos. Tosfos brings a raya to the halacha of Kiddush al hakais from where? From a sugya in Erevin, where with Gemara is discussing Shehechiyonu al hakais, not Kiddush al hakais. Shehechiyonu al hakais. Can you make if you need to make zman al hakais? Is it good enough if everybody? Is it good enough if just the person who's saying Shehechiyonu has a kais, or does everybody need to have a kais? The problem is, there's a lot of differences between Kiddush and Zman, and potentially we won't be able to learn one from the other. The Gemara in Erevin says that in order to have a Zman ala kais, it's good enough if a cotton drinks. You don't have to have the Mavarich drinking the kais, it's good enough if a cotton drinks the kais. The Rishonim come along in Psachim and in Erevin and say that Huad in Birkas Hamazon might be good enough if a cotton drinks, but one thing's for sure, the Mavarich himself, so the person who's saying Birkas Hamazon, he wants to bench al hakais, he doesn't need to drink it. It's good enough for someone else to drink the kais, right? Whereas by Kiddush, the Ga'inim say you can't compare Kiddush to other brachas al hakais. Dafka by other brachas al hakais, that's where it's good enough to have a cotton drinking. Or someone else drinking, but by Kiddush, say the Goyim, no, the Mekadosh himself has to drink, and that's how the Mechaber paskens. Dafka the Mekadosh has to drink. Another halacha that we see a difference between Brachas al HaKais and Kiddush al HaKos is a Gemara in Pesachim, and Aaron says, by Kiddush, im shasam loy lugmav yotza vimlav lo yotza, you have to drink meloy lugmav erevivis. Whereas by other shtias al HaKos, I'm not aware of such a halacha. The Mechaber says you should drink shtias gases kedei lechaber v'samitzvah. Brisker of aside, who does seem to imply that there's a halacha of meloy lugmav, I'm not aware of any gemaras or any halachas that tell us that there is a halacha of meloy lugmav by other brachas al HaKos. So therefore, going back to Tosfos, if Tosfos has a very 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 specific question, is amir al HaKos part of the essential part of the Amir, this is how the Torah defines making Kiddush, then how can Tosfos compare apples to pears, apples to oranges? I'm not sure how you say in this language. So, in order to answer this question, we're going to have to tell you a shtickle Torah. Gemara in Irvin, which Tosfos has quoted, and which we have referenced by now, goes as follows. Gemara wants to know, do you make Shechianu on Yom Kippur? Says Gemara, if you do make Shechianu on Yom Kippur, then that will be a raya against the Shitta that Shechianu needs to be said al HaKos. Right? That's a raya against the Gemara has a machlekas whether Shechianu could say it b'shuk anywhere, or Shechianu needs to be said dafka with a cup of wine. Says the Gemara, if you make Shechianu on Yom Kippur, then that's surely a raya that you don't need to have a kos for Shechianu. Says the Gemara, no, you don't have a raya. Where is the Gemara? Le kasha, the ikkelele kois. No, a bit further. Says Gemara, livrach alei v'linche. Make a shechianu on the kois. Make a bracha on the kois. V'linche, and put it down. Says the Gemara, I've got a problem. I'm a varach tzarech shiyatim. Now, I'm not big on diukim, but what seems to be what the Gemara seems to suggest is livrach alei v'linche will help me out with Shechianu al HaKos. I've already been mekayim the halacha of Shechianu al HaKos by saying a bracha with having the cup in my hand. Says the Gemara, but besides that, there's another halacha mevarach tzarech shiyatim that you need to drink it, and therefore you're still going to have a problem. Where do I see that? It's two issues. Rashi says like this. Rashi says, so how does the Gemara conclude? Hamvarach tzarech shiyatim leisu leli yinuka. You can pass the cup of wine to a child because he can drink on Yom Kippur. Says Rashi that why is there halacha mevarach tzarech shiyatim? The halacha mevarach tzarech shiyatim comes from the fact that I've said my shechianu al hakos, I've said my zman, I've said my bor piagofen. Now it looked like a gnai if I just leave the cup of wine on the floor. I'll just put it aside. So because it's a halacha of this comes along the halacha mevarach tzarech shiyatim and tells me what? The halacha mevarach tzarech shiyatim tells me that it should be drunk, just so that there shouldn't be a gnai for the kos. Now, what we see here in Rashi is two things. One is the linkot. What was the Gemara again? The linkot levilivrech. Livrach alei v'linche. Make a brach on it. That the way I can make a kosh, that drinking is not part of making brach, of not a part of making my shechianu la kosh. Merely holding it in my hand, but not just holding it in my hand. I also need to say a bor piagofen, because what's the brach Hashem tzicha? The brach Hashem tzicha is the bor piagofen. So we see clear in Rashi that the way to make a bracha into a bracha al HaKos is by holding it in my hand and saying bor piagofen. Drinking is a naya halacha. After the achrinim, Rashash, Binyan Shlomo, Fikayam, and a lot of other gittiyidin, from Rashi at the end of Rosh Hashanah. Rashi at the end of Rosh Hashanah says like this. Rashi at the end of the third perek of Rosh Hashanah, happens to be in the sugya of Shemir Kahina, says like this. Ubirkas Hayayin, now she's discussing Kiddush over here. Birkas Hayayin, mi boilon, she'ein bois, where does Birkas Hayayin come from? Why, when it comes to Kiddush, do you need to say boi piag often? Ela lefish hamavarech tzarech shiyatim. Because it's a halacha mavarech tzarech shiyatim, therefore I need to make a boi piag often. Why? V'evshalahana is below bracha, I can't drink without a bracha. So we see Rashi and Ervin and Rashi and Rosh Hashanah have a double steer. Number one, over here in Rosh Hashanah, Rashi is implying that there's a halal, that I have a kiddush without a kiss, without a bayah priya gofen. And in Ervin, Rashi says no, only with a bayah priya gofen. That's how I've made my shechianu into shechianu ala kiss. Here Rashi implies that there's a halacha mevartzach shiatayim for the actual kiss. Potentially, I'm not sure about. So again, let's go over the steer one more time. In Erevin, Rashi says, why is the halacha mevartzach shiatayim? Because I made a bayah priya gofen, and therefore what? It's going to be nearer to bracha shem tzicha, and if it's a genai in the kois if I don't drink. Whereas in Kiddush, what does Rashi say? Why do I need to make a bayah priya gofen? Because it's a halacha mevartzach shiatayim. What's going on? Is the halach? What's the sibah? What's the masoiv? Is the reason I have to drink because of my bracha of bayah priya gofen, or is the reason I have to say a bayah priya gofen because I have to drink? So I'd like to suggest an answer based on Tosus that we just mentioned and the Balatan in Shulchan Aruch Rav in Hilchos Birkas Samazon. The Shulchan Aruch Rav explains there's a big difference. What's pshat in the Goinim that we mentioned previously? That dafka by Shah brachos, dafka by other brachos alakos, Birkas Samazon alakos, Shechion alakos, there's a halacha that you don't have to have dafka the Mavarech drinking. It's good enough if anyone else drinks. He says, according to Rashi, because that's a halacha of Gnai. There's only a halacha of Gnai. So therefore, as long as one person is having a hana from this kais after a bayah priya gofen has been said on it, it's good enough if anyone has a hana, even a child. Which happens to be what we do by a bris milah, right? A bris milah which falls on the tannis. You just pass the kais shel milah, the kais shel bracha, to a child to drink. Whereas by Kiddush, because we dash in Zachreyu al Hayayin, therefore Chazal will misaken specifically that you have to have a proper shtir. You have to have a proper shtir. And with this, you can explain also the difference. Why there's halach of Mnoi Lugmov? I think the Shulchan Aruch Rav himself implies this. That dafka when Chazal will misaken a proper shtir, the halach is zachir al hayayin with a shtia, that's where there's a halach of malay lugmav, where you have to have a proper drinking. Whereas if the halacha is managed because of gnai, then there's no halacha of malay lugmav. As long as any bit of hana has been had, that's good enough to fix my gnai problem. We mentioned previously that Tosfos holds that midrashah, what do you need to do? You need to make kiddush with a cup in your hand, but the halacha mevarech tzach shiatayim, that's only drabanan. So if we go back to Rashi in Rosh Hashanah, we say maybe we could see that that's exactly what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying my kiddush al hakos I have already just by holding it in my hand. My kiddush al hakos, how have I achieved that just by holding it in my hand? There's a new takanas chazal called zachir al hayayin, which means that you have to drink properly. And because you have to drink properly, that's what's mechay of my bayah priya gofen. That's dafka by kiddush, whereby kiddush the deiraisa is holding the cup of kiddush in my hand. But by other brachas alakos, if I'm just holding a kos in my hand, what have I done? I've done nothing. There's no halacha of holding in the kos. That what's machshev my bracha, what makes my shechianu special. What makes my shechianu special, my Birkas Hamazon special, is the bayah priya gofen, and that's why the halacha mevarech tzach shiatayim is only for the gnai, right? So there's a big what we're concluding over here is as follows: by kiddush, how did I make my kiddush into a kiddush al hakos? By merely holding it, and there's a second takana called zacher layayin that I have to drink it. Whereas by other brachos. By other brachos, what's the halacha? The halacha is holding the cup of kiddush. Holding the cup in my hand is not good enough. What do I need to do? I need to make a bayah priya gofen in order to make it. And mevarech tzach shiatayim comes because of the halacha of gnai. So let's go back to Tosfos. Tosfos wants to know by shemei ka'ona. Does everybody need to have a cup of kiddush in the hand, or does Tosfos not? So is it good enough if the ona has a kiddush in his hand? What did we say the shaila is? What did we say Tosfos chakira depends on? Tosfos chakira depends on this. How relevant, how essential is the cup to my amira? So Tosfos starts off, it's posher that by Kiddush, it's good enough if one person has a cup, which makes a lot of sense because that's how the Torah instructs you to say Kiddush. The way the Torah instructs you to say Kiddush is with holding a cup in your hand. So it's obvious that that would be transferred. But by Zman, what makes my other brachas into a bracha al hakos? Not merely by holding in my hand. I need to have a bo'er pri hagafen to create my bracha to be a bracha al hakos. So says Tosfos, there, if I'll see anywhere that everyone will need a kos, it would dafka be by shachianu, it would dafka be by berkas hamazon. Comes from Tosfos and says, no, even by Zman I see that the bracha can't, the al hakos can be transferred. The al hakos, right, by Zman, can be transferred and not everybody needs to have a kos. So kol shekein, kal v'chomer, by Kiddush, it'll be good enough if one person holds it.
So who told you the Zuchrei means to drink? Zuchrei is to remember.
But Zuchrei you al hayayin. The Torah tells you how to remember it.
Who says Zuchrei is drinking?
Al hayayin.
So you're right. Zuchrei al hayayin, Tosfos says, derei, so all it means is I have to hold it. But in Zuchrei al hayayin,
the
chacham, it's a derabonon. The drinking is derabonon. Where did Chazal see the drinking is derabonon? Because of Zuchrei al hayayin. But I think you're leading on to back to our question in that we started off with of Rabbi Elazar Moshe Horovitz. Now that we've seen it's takana specific to kiddush, where we learn that you have to drink. Where did the rabbis see this? Where did Chachamim? Where did Chazal see that there's a special takana to drink? Rabbi Elazar Moshe wants to give it. I've seen it quoted. I haven't seen it inside. Rabbi Elazar Moshe elsewhere answers his question: what about Yom Kippur? Why in Yom Kippur don't we make kiddush, hold it in your hand and put it down? So he says, no. By Shabbos, there's a specific halacha by Shabbos that you have to be able to drink that it has to be roi l'te'ima. Whereas by other brachas, there's no halacha that it needs to be roi l'te'ima. So we see that in the actual halacha of kiddush midayraisa, the way you make kiddush is by having a cup of wine which is roi l'te'ima, even dayraisa. Where does this come from? So here I would like to go into a bit of drush. We've got another 2 minutes. Gemara in Shabbos says like this: Kol ha'ma'anig es Shabbos zeicha benachlas Yaakov nachlo li mitzorim. Not like Avram, not like Yitzchak, dafka like Yaakov. Explains the Maral. What's special about Shabbos? What's special about Einig? And what's special about Yaakov? Says the Maral that Yaakov, he is the middle of Kedusha in this world. The three brachos, the three first brachos are technically connected to others. The bracha of Yaakov is the bracha of Kedusha. And Shabbos is the middle of Kedusha in this world. And Kedusha implies no borders. Einig is a type of Hana without borders. Now, sounds very nice, but what does that mean to us? There's a story. Someone went over to Rabbi Noach Weinberg once and said, I've been everywhere. I've been to the Kesel. I've been to Meron. But I didn't see Kedusha. Said, have you seen the Kumpets? He's like, what's a kumpet? So, well, if you don't know what a kumpet is, then how can you find it? If you don't know what Kedusha is, then how can you find it? So what is Kedusha? So, Mesilas Yesharim is not here, but Mesilas Yesharim, he does a very good job explaining what Kedusha is. And what Kedusha means, it explains to Mesilas Yesharim, is having all hanas of Olam Hazeh, turning them, elevating them into something higher. Kedusha is the middah of being a Mizbeach, being a Mishkan, and therefore turning our Olam Hazeh into Olam Haba. Dafka by Shabbos, where we live, Me'in Olam Haba, that's where there's a halacha of Kiddush, of sanctifying everything we're doing. Why Yaakov? Mar says, Yaakov Avinu Loimes. Ramban explains in Parshas Achemes, what does it mean, Yaakov Avinu Loimes? It says, V'chai Bohem has several layers. Pasuk, it's Mishpat HaTasus, L'Kosit Shmor, L'Echas Bohem, U'Shmatim Eskokosai, V'chai Bohem. He says that the highest level of a Chai Bohem is living eternity. What does that mean, living eternity? It means living Olam Haba already in this world. It means turning all of our Maisas into Ruchnius, into Maisas of Kedusha. Says Ramban in Parshas Bereishis, before Adam HaRishon died, before Adam HaRishon was Niknas Olav Misa, he was meant to live forever. Says, so what was his Achila? What was his Achila? Why did he eat? If he was going to live forever anyways, why did he need to eat? says, no, he didn't need to eat. He would have survived without eating. But his eating was oinek. Kolam anegas haShabbos is a living, is having a noah from Olam Hazeh in a way of living with Chai Bohem, living a life where I don't need the Olam Hazeh. The only reason why I'm having Olam Hazeh is in order to be Mekadosh it. And that's why dafka by Kiddush, Chazal understood that the inyan of Kiddush is dafka midayisa that needs to be roy to be drunken. And the Rabbanon said, and do something about it. And taka, have that cup of wine and elevate it. Do the Kiddusha to this Kiddush. Shkayach.
Shkayach.